there there shouldn't be a zilzul. Rav Am another teretz. No, them is saying on mitzvahs to rabbanon you make a bracha, and even on a suffix mitzvah mid rabbanon also you make a bracha, like Yom Tov Sheni. No, Dumai is different. Why? Roiv Amoritz Meisunein. Because really mid raisa roiv Amoritz do take off trumas to meisus. So really there should be no din even mid rabbanon to take off the trumas to meisus. So only yichumer biyamos rabbanon were like machmir to take off trumas to meisus. So that's on Yechumim, but the Rabbanon, that's why we don't have to make a bracha. Just like we had before Kula, you're allowed to give it to an onitit. How can you give an Issa to an onitit? But there it says, even the Rabbanon knows that Rov Amoritz do take off Trumas and Maisis. Just Rabbanon will machmer upon us. So this Chumra didn't go so far to make it, to make a bracha on it. Trashi. Rav Amar, Sofik the Devrayim, Boy Bracha. No, every Sofik does have to make a bracha. Udumai, Mashenke, this didn't take off Trumas and Maisis. From Paris Amoritz, a philosophic lehiv. It's not even called a sophic. El chumra bialma, son yechumra darbanu machmir. Why? The roiv Amoritz meisrin. Because really, midiraisa, roiv Amoritz do take off trumas and meisris. So Rabbanu Stam gave a chumra. For this chumra, we say, you don't have to make a bracha. But that's the maskonavad and the mitzvahs to Rabbanu, we do make a bracha. Omer Rav Huna, chotzer sheyeshla beis psochim. Person has a chotzer, front yard, that has two entrances to the front yard, is Tzricha Shtei Neris. His Zman HaGemara used to light the menorah outside by the door of the Pesach to the Chotzer. So if you had two Pesachim coming into the Chotzer, you had to have two menorahs on both sides. V'yom HaRova, Lo Yomor Ne'ele Mishtei Ruchas. Only if the two doors, one was on the east side, one was on the north side. The two different sides they were. Avim Ruach Achas, along one side of the Chotzer, we have two entrances into it, then light Tzorich. You don't have to light two times. Because this din, why you have to light two times, is a chshad digadin. Avada mikra din, you light one menorah, you makam the mitzvah. Now we're afraid somebody will walk along the other side and see a door and see no menorah, people will be choshed, you're not lighting the menorah. Therefore we say you have to light the menorah on both doors. So people shouldn't be choshed, you didn't light it. Mashenkin, if it's on both sides of the one wall, so even though this door doesn't have the menorah, but people see the other door has the menorah. Fredding Mar, no, it's still schwer. My timer, what's this time why you have to have two menorahs? Ilayna mishum chashoda, that people be choshed see a door without a menorah. Of a zeh chashoda demand, who's going to be choshed you? Ilayna chashoda di yalma, from other people who don't know the city, don't live here, they'll stam see an open door without a menorah, think the guy's not lighting a menorah. Of a zeh afilu beruach achas nami chidish. Even on one side, the north side of your front yard, you have two entrances. So if people's walking through the city the first time he sees two doors, he'll think it's a duplex. Two people living here. There's a Reuven on one side, a Shimon on the other side. So if we see a menorah on one door, not on the other menorah, on the other door, he'll think whoever's living there is not lighting a menorah, Pasach Shad also. So even though you're one person living here, but if you're afraid from strange people coming here, even two doors on one side, it should be a chshad. Elamai, I feel Mishnei Ruchas Nami. I feel bruchah rachas amelie boy. If you're afraid of the people from your own city that know that you own this house and there's one balabos here, even from two sides, from the east and the north side, also you shouldn't have to have it. Because they see the east side has a door and nobody's lighting the menorah, but everybody knows your house has another door on the other side. So I think Mestam is lighting on the other side. So what kind of shot is there? So that's Gemara 9. We're not afraid of strangers. We're only afraid of people who live in the city that know your house. Sometimes people are only going to walk along the north side of your house. That's all. They're not going to see at all the other side of your house. So about they're only looking at this side of your house now when they see a door and they see no menorah there. So there'll be a chshad. People will be choshed you. You're not lighting the menorah. Therefore, a chazaw or kaveya din that you have to light on both doors. The Amri, they'll say, Ki heche de Baha'i Pizchol Ayadim, just as he didn't light the menorah on this side of the door, on this the entrance, this side, Bach Pizchol Namin Layadim, on the other side he also didn't light. So to take away the chshad of what people would say about you, to Chachomu Kevei, you have to light two menorahs. Trashi Chashoda Bialmon, B'nei Yerach Heres Kevin, Afim Rechach Namin, Shredi, Slaves Adai, huh? So that is interesting. But the Maisa B'zman is there, we don't have this chshad, because B'zman is there, the Ikad Lok we have is inside the house. So maybe if somebody sees outside the door is not lit, they won't be choshing not lighting the menorah. They'll say, Mestam is lighting it inside the house. This is only Mizman HaGemara that you lit outside. Fredig Morial, we mean not time with the Chashin L'Chashan. How do we know that such an Indian that Chazal was Choshit for Chashan? That since we're afraid somebody would say, not lighting the menorah, we make you light two menorahs. Once for us should be, what do I care what people say? Me, myself, I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm a kind of mitzvah. I summarize in the Choshim, you're not doing the mitzvah, so what? Vice versa, no. There's an Indian to be the Yisra Nekiyam Hashem and Mayodim. You're supposed to try and make yourself be clean, even from people. People shouldn't think bad about you. The Tanya, we learn the Braisa. Omru Reb Shimon, Bishvil Abo Devorim Omru Torah. There are four reasons why the Torah gave the mitzvah Lohaniach Teya Vesayf Sadeyim. A loch of teir is when you're cutting down your kama, your tfuah, you're cutting down your corn of your fields, you have to leave over a little bit corn for the aniyim. Midiraisa, there's no shear in teir. The Rabbanan gave a shear of 1/60th. 1/60th of the tfuah, when you're cutting it down, you have to leave it over. Now, where do you have to leave over the teir? A loch is the end. At the last end part, the end part of cutting down your field, the Torah says, "Loi sechala." Don't clean off your field altogether. The end of the field, you have to leave over some, or else the Rabbanu 1/60th. Now, why did the Torah say leave it at the end? There are four reasons why. One Torah says, "Mifnei gezel aniyim," not to steal from the aniyim. We'll soon explain what it is. Mufnei bitl aniyim, that's a mavatl from the aniyim. Mufnei hachashat, and there's a time of chashat. You see, the Torah was makbid on chashat. Umishum bal sechala. Pasha, the Torah says, don't clean off your field altogether, but leave off at the end. Now, what are these four reasons? Mufnei gezel aniyim, shlo yira balabai yishor penuya, v'yoyim alakroi v'yoni harezu peya. As if a balabos leave over peya whenever he wants, so he'll start cutting his field, and close the money, sees aniyim there, he won't leave any payah. He'll come out 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there are no aniyim around. Right then, he'll go call his brother, that's anani, and say, hey, come, I'll call his own craven, come and take the payah. I'm leaving the payah right now. And that's called a gezel. You have no right to give it to one ani. You have to leave the payah hefka for everybody. So today, people shouldn't do this. We made the din is, you dafka have to leave it at the end. So every single ani will wait and watch till he's finishing his field, and they know now he's going to have to leave it over to low charge. He won't be able to give it to his own creator. Vaito mifnei bitl aniyim. What's bitl aniyim? Shelo yehei aniyim yoshu mishamrim. Achshav meniach balabayis peya. That if a balabas has a right anytime he wants to leave over peya, the aniyim are going to have to be alert 24 hours a day. They'll have to stay there from the morning and watch him cutting, eye is cutting. They don't know what seconds leave over the peya. They don't want to charge. So they'll have to be waiting there the whole day. But like this, they know that the mitzvah is to leave it over at the end, so they see. The guy is first starting to cut down his fields. We'll leave him alone now. We'll come back later. We'll go to someplace else by his end. So, Al Mishum, Slushin, Bitl Aniyim, the terrorist said, do it at the end. Right, of the Chashad, what's the Chashad? Shloi Hei Oivrim Vishavim Oimrim, Tovi Merrily Yodim Shloi Niach Peya Besadeyu. That if you could leave over pay in the middle of your field, this person left it over in the middle, and what happened? Aniyim came and took it already. Now he continues finishing off the end of his field. When he finishes off the end of his field, his whole field is clean. So there's no tool left off. So somebody walking along now is going to think he didn't give off payah. So the terrorist says, as a chashad, people shouldn't be choshed that you did not leave over payah. We're telling you, the mitzvah is to leave it off at the end. So at the end, everybody sees Chloe leaving over payah. So you see, the terrorist was knocked upon chashad. Right to Mishum Baal Sechala, don't clean off, don't end off your field. For the Gemara Otto Kul Lav Mishum Lechala, that's the Torah, that's the Pasuk. Like, Chur, we're only saying three reasons in this Pasuk. And the Gemara Omar Rav Vimleha Ramoyim. The last Pshat is the Ramoyim. There are liars that if the din is you could leave it over in the middle, they Bemisim won't leave over one inch, they won't leave over. They're going to finish off cutting down the whole field for themselves. Now at the end, Thurmans are coming up tennis to them, wanting to leave over Peya, and say, Peya, I left it off a week ago. At the beginning of my field, I left it off. As if the din is, you could leave it off whenever you want, so the Ramayim, the liars, could get away. You can never force a liar to give off Peya. He'll always say, I already left it over. So therefore, that's another reason why the Torah said, for that to leave off Peya at the end of your field. So we see there's such an Indian not to be hushed in the eyes of other people.
Trying to show that the person might try to
jib
out the aniyim. This isn't what he's doing.
Okay, no, you're right. They're right. Aschashad. But the middle time, there's another time aschashad alone. That's what the Torah said. Right. The last time was not aschashad. Only one of the four times was aschashad. But that's the reason why the Torah said aschashad. That you did the mitzvah the way you were supposed to. You left it off in the middle. But somebody comes only at the end when you're finishing off the old field. They don't know you left it off. So that's why the Torah said, don't leave it off.
How does that
Yeah,
that, that's how it's supposed to do it, but the other people don't do that.
You aren't.
That's the Chiddush here. That's the Chiddush here. Even though you have some people don't do that, that Mishnah, still you should watch out for them also. Always try your best to be clean from everybody. Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Radifa. Omer Rav Huna. Ner sheyesh lo shtei peyes. A ner like a candle has two sides to the candle. Oil le beis b'nei yodim. It could be used for two people. One person used this side, one person used the other side of the candle. Beis b'nei yodim. Omer Rav Mi lo karo shemen. You filled up a plate full of shemen. Ve'kifo psilos. And you put psilos all around, all the sides, you have a few psilos. It depends. Careful, if you put a kli on top that makes each psilo look separately, there's a separate piece for each psilo, then oil will come in the yodim. Every single psilo then has its own shame there, and it can be yitzah for eight nair, say eight people, it can be yitzah here. Leikofol kli, but on the top, you didn't put a kli on top of it, there's just one open plate here with just wicks coming out of the plate, then also, kimi medura b'chalal. This plate now looks like a bonfire. V'yafil yechad nami en oila. It's not even yotzer for one person. It doesn't look like a menorah. Looks like a medura. And you have to have a special place for each apsila.
What if you're doing it the second, third, or fourth nights? No matter what you do, it looks like a medura. No, this is only good for the first night.
Each night. What do you mean? You have separate openings for each one. So each one looks like its own special nair. Each one looks like a special nair. It looks like. It would tell me around each wick is a special thing, so each one looks like a special one there. Fighter. Omar Rava, Pshitali, Ner Beisoy Vener Chanukah. Person doesn't have enough money only to buy one Ner. He's on Shabbos Chanukah. What should he buy? Should he buy the Ner to use for the Ner Shabbos, or should he buy the Ner to use for Ner Chanukah? He can't afford to buy for both of them. Is the halacha ner beisay yodim? It's more vichtig to buy the neros for Shabbos. Why? Mishum shalom beisay. About the neros Shabbos in the shalom bayis. Shalom bayis is more chosher than in the prisum and isa. And shalom bayis is the ikav. And they're both only mid rabbonin. So vada this rabbonin is as far as more chosher than ner Chanukah. Ner beisay v'kiddush hayom. You have enough money. You have ner Chanukah ready. Now it's a question, you have to go and buy out to buy something. You only have enough money either to buy Ner for Shabbos, or else Ner for Chanukah. This time, any Shabbos in the middle of the year. That you only have enough money to buy one of the two. Either to buy Neres for Shabbos, or to buy Yain for Kiddush. What should you do? Is Vaita Ner Beisa Yodim? It's still Kedai to buy Neres. Why Mishum Shalom Beisa? Al Shalom Bayis, that's more Choshev. Ay Luchur Kiddush is Midiraisa. So the time of Kiddush, they say, is Ashtinja could be Yitzhak Kiddush with Pas. But some of the guy has bread here. So only Shali also wants to buy Kiddush to be Yayin to be Yitzhak Kiddush. So since you could make Kiddush on Pas, we say it's more Kedai to buy the Neris than Mekayim Shalom Bayis. Another time is even we don't have Pas either, but Midiraisi could be Yitzhak Kiddush Betfila. The Midiraisi Yitzhak Kiddush by Zachreyu. That we say is supposed to be Zachar Allah Yayin according to Lashit is only Midirabonin. The Baal is only midrabbanan to use yayin. There's a biggest svara to use the money to buy ner Shabbos al shalom bayis. That's odif. Of a boy rova ner Chanukah v'kiddush shayim mal. What's more choshev? Yitaka have neres for Shabbos. Now with the next money you want to either buy ner at Shabbos Chanukah. If you want to buy the ner for Chanukah, you want to buy yayin for kiddush. Mal kiddush shayim odif to todir. Kiddush comes every single Shabbos. That's a more choshev a mitzvah. I dilma ner Chanukah odif mishum pisum and isa. His boss said, "The boy, yes, declared the shaila. How the poshtu is poshtu the shaila ner Chanukah odif. Ner Chanukah is more choshev than kiddush hayoyim mishum pisum and isa. About here you be mefarsim the nes. That's a tremendous like kvoit shemayim, tremendous mitzvah pisum nisa. That's more choshev than kiddush. And right, like we said, either we're talking about where you have bread to pass to make kiddush on the pass." Or else you'd be yotzer the mitzvah's kiddush by tefillah, by davening. Because only the rabbonim, the rabbonim, ner Chanukah is more choshev as the new svar of pisum and isa. Rashi, v'ein adem, yener beisev ner Chanukah, ner beisev b'shabbos, vu oni, v'ein lo kdei liknoi shemen l'shtei neiris, sholem beisev ocher min l'kamon, v'atiznach me sholem navshi zu ad lokas ner b'shabbos, she b'nei beisev mitztarin leisho b'choshev. Because if it's dark in the house, you're in tzar, you have no shalom then. It's tzar to eat that way, or Vayit Gemara says you'll trip. So therefore, shalom bayis is supposed to have light in the house on Shabbos. Omer Rav Huna, Horogel b'ner, somebody is rogel to have ner. It's interesting, the Mashor says Loshin of Horogel, doesn't say that he does it. Because Mikra Din, who lights, it's talking about ner Shabbos even. Who lights ner Shabbos? The women light ner Shabbos. The Horogel means that the man is rogel in making sure his wife lights neris. So Horogel b'ner, hevelei bonot tamid chachomim. But z'chus zeh, you'll be zeichet to have children that are tamid chachomim. He zoyeh b'mezuzah, somebody is nizir in the mitzvah's mezuzah, zoyeh l'dir anoy, you'll be zoyeh to have a nice house. He zoyeh b'tzitzis, you're nizir in the mitzvah's tzitzis, zoyeh l'talas noy, you'll be zoyeh to have a nice suit, tuxedo. He zoyeh b'kiddush hayom, if you're zoyeh in making kiddush every Shabbos, after mitzvah do with yayin, is zoyeh l'mala gorva yayin, you'll be zoyeh to have a lot of wine. Rav Huna, have you rogled, have you cholif, v'toni atiskhid Rav Avin. Rav Huna used to say to walk in front of the house of Rav Avin, Nagra the blacksmith, Choza devi rogel b'shar getuvi. So he was very rogel, it means he was very mezazer. Mezazer was his wife to light a lot of neres, so he made sure they were always nice neres. Omas, Rav Huna said, since he saw he was so nizer in the mitzvahs, ner Shabbos, or Rashi says ner Chanukah, these two mitzvahs, Omar, he said, Shrei gavi ravavi nofik mehocham. Havada will be zeichet to have two big tamid chachomim. And that's what happened. Nofik menai Rav Idi Baravin, Rav Chiyah Baravin. Two big people came out. Rav Chizdo, Hevi Rogel, Hevi Cholef, Etoni Apiskot, Hevi Nesiyah. The Rav Shizvi. He used to learn and walk in front of the house of Rav Shizvi. Chozad Hevi Rogel B'Shar Gatuvi. So he was always nizer in lighting the neret, either for Shabbos near Chanukah. Omar, so he said, Gavar Rabba Nofik Mehocha. There'll be a big person who are coming out of this house. Nofik Minayo Rav Shizvi. Came out of him Rav Shizvi. Rashi bonam tamid chachamim dechsiv ki ner mitzvah v'toyra or ayedei ner mitzvah de Shabbos v'chanukah bo'or de Torah. As he was zeicha to be nizir in the mitzvahs of ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah, he was zeicha to have children tamid chacham that learn Torah. The Rav Avin Nagra chorish eitzim. He was a carpenter. He chopped down wood. V'shaga de Shabbos chole v'toni oive v'shoyne kloima oive tomik. Said he used to walk in front of that house. Zvein esiyah oive v'ika di army chame v'shver. Nothing manayo lechosnei kibnoi. He said, "Choson, your son-in-law is like your own son." By the debesu of the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's wife have a ma'achro umadlekis law. She used to wait the last minute to light the ner Chanukah. Trashi ma'achro umadlekis says ner shol Shabbos samach hasheicha. It's right before shkia she would go and light the ner shol Shabbos. Omar lo Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef told her, "No, it's not good to wait so long. Wait so late." Tanya the pasuk says. Lo yomosh omet ha'onin yoimam v'omod ha'esh laila, that never went away in the midbar the 40 years, the omet ha'onin v'yoim and the esh at laila malamed she'omet onon mashlim lomed esh. It means even when the esh was still burning, it came up in the morning already the anon ha'kovin v'yomod ha'esh mashlim l'yomet ha'onin kol zaman the anon was still there, that's when the esh came up. So who you see, you're not supposed to have a time where like one goes away and one comes in. So in other words, you should have the near Shabbos a little bit by Joim. You should have the Eish there even before when it's still day. Don't wait the last second right before Shkia, but write a little bit earlier. Abazoi, she heard this. Sovro lakdume. She said, Abazoi, I'll start writing 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Abazoi. So then you to light near Shabbos a little bit earlier, I'll be mocked in those. Amaleu saba tanino. Vavad shlo yaktim shlo yacher. Too early is no good either, because it's not Nick you're doing L'Shem Shabbos anymore. You light something 12 o'clock, 2 in the afternoon, it's not Nick that's being done L'Shem Shabbos. So you shouldn't light it too early, and no one didn't too late, right before Shkia, you're also not. So that's our minute that we do it 18 minutes before Shkia. Lo yomit rashi kruah yisayru hu lahav drosha b'aksiv v'ashem ha'nzach v'neim yoynim. Amod onon shoyoy mashlam oru l'amod eish. Shoyoy mod eish bo akoydim shishka amod onon. His eish came before the anayim went away. Alma urach arya b'hochi. It's nice to have the eish while it's still daytime before the shkia comes. Liyakdu mei b'yotihi and golish shodah b'zeh. I'll do it very early. Tanino shaynani shleyaktim. Lemim kruah shishal Shabbos. If you light it too early, it's not nikvah, it's been done l'shem Shabbos. So you shouldn't light too early, you shouldn't light too late. Omar Rova, the Rochim Rabbonim, somebody that likes Rabbonim, Rashi, oh, if you like Rabbonim, Hevelei Bonim Rabbonim, it'll be a schus that your children will be Rabbonim. The Moike Rabbonim is a big zach, not only do you like them, but you give them covet, you give covet to Rabbonim, Hevelei Chasvenus Rabbonim, your son-in-laws will be Rabbonim then. You'll come into your Mishpocha, Chasvenus, your own son-in-laws will be Rabbonim. The Dochim Rabbonim is the biggest Madrega, you have Yura from the Rabbonim. Not only do you like them and you give them covered, but you have yira from them, is who goof have it sum rabbonim? you yourself will be zeicha to be a Talmud Chacham. Vila varochi, but lo yitzu, you're not right to be a Talmud Chacham, you don't know the Aleph Beis yet. So I could say you'll be a Talmud Chacham, it means that people will listen to you, whatever you say will be mekubal like a Talmud Chacham. Trashi heavily bonim rabbonin, but yavosi aleim k'av k'av al ben, like a father to a son. Bila barhochi shein rogel lasik b'torah, person that rogel learning Torah, and then it means they'll have the schus that if he has yiru from Talmid Chachamim, people will have yiru from him and they'll listen to what he's saying. Right, the Mishnah says b'leiv b'shem and sreifa. He can't light the menorah with shem and sreifa. Not the menorah, the al Shabbos. This is about madlikim. The Mishnah says ain't madlikim shem and sreifa. My shem and sreifa. What does it mean? You can't light Friday with shem and sreifa. What's shem and sreifa? Oh, my rabba, it means shem and shel truma. You have truma that's shemen. Shenitma, it became tummy. The loch read now that it's tummy, you can't eat it. The din is supposed to burn it. So this truma, since it's turning sreifa, you shouldn't use it for their Shabbos. The Amai Korol is Shem and Sreifa. Why is it called Shem and Sreifa? Hoyle is Sreifa Oymit. It's Oymit to be burnt. Fred Gemara of a Shabbos in my time aloy. What's wrong with burning it? You're burning it down Friday. And the mitzvah is to be burnt. It's very good. You're doing two mitzvahs in one shot. What's wrong with burning this Shemin for near Shabbos? Fred Gemara, Mitoch Shem Mitzvah Shem Mitzvah Olo. Levaroi, since you have a mitzvah that this should be burnt up, Gzera Shem Yitta. We're afraid you're going to be very worried now that it should be burnt out. So let's say you see the light flickering a little bit, you're going to be, oy vey, it may go out now, and I'm not going to make my mitzvah of sreifas, or truma, you go and fix the ner that it should burn well. So therefore it's exactly, you shouldn't use it for ner Shabbos. Because we're afraid, shem meyit, you call to fix the ner to make sure it burns good. Trash shem meyita, kadeh shizbaro maher, it should burn better. Since it's a mitzvah, this shemen should be burnt, it's shemen, it's truma tumeya, we're afraid you'll come to fix it on Shabbos. Or Yontif, it should be mutter. Because Yontif, you're allowed to burn something. Even if it goes out, you want to make it burn better. On Yontif, you're allowed to make it burn better. So why can't you use Shem and Sreifa on Yontif? Alomatan, how come we learn Vaita? It says, Ein Madlikim Shem and Sreifa be Yontif. You're not allowed to use Shem and Sreifa on Yontif. Why not? There it says, Gzeri Yontif Ota Shabbos. Ein Achnami. Mikwa din Yontif should be mutter. Gzeri Yontif Ota Shabbos. Rav Chiz Domano. That's not the reason why you can't use Shem and Sreifa. We're not afraid maybe you move it to make it burn better. Elohocho, what's our Mishnah talking about? The Yomtiv Shechaliyah Sarah Shabbos Askinim. We're talking about Yataka lighting the nearest now for Shabbos. But what Friday? Not a regular Friday. We're talking about a Friday that's a Yomtiv. Friday is Yomtiv. Lefi Shein Sarfin, Kutchim be Yomtiv. That's why you can't do it. You can't burn the Shemen on this Friday. That's Yomtiv because the cloud of Ain Sarfin, Kutchim be Yomtiv. And since Truma is also has a din kachim with it, so you're not allowed to burn this Truma on a Yomtif. So since this Friday, that's Yomtif, that's why it's awesome. But Ein Achnami, a regular Friday in the middle of the year, that's not a Yomtif, you'd be allowed to burn it to Shem and Sreifa. Because since you start to burn it on Friday, it's mutat let it burn throughout Shabbos. For the more, Vamidim Tony Seifa, Ein Madlikim Hashem and Sreifa. The Yomtif, that's the next Mishnah, Mechlau, the Reisha, Lav, the Yomtif, there are two Mishnahs. The first Mishnah says by Shabbos, Ein Madlikim Hashem and Sreifa. And the next Mishnah says, the Yomtif. Mashma, the first Mishnah is not talking about Yomtiv. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Masura, Nein, my tam koma. The second Mishnah is coming to explain the first Mishnah. My tam, Ein Madlikim Hashem and Sreifa, Yomtiv. What's the reason, the Pshan, the first Mishnah, that you can't light Shem and Sreifa on a Friday that's a Yomtiv? The Fish and Surf and Kotchim be Yomtiv. It's one reason, because you can't burn Kotchim on Yomtiv. Tani Kabos of Chizam, right to Abchizam, Kol Elu Shomu Madlikim Ben Beshabis, Madlikim Ben Beyomtiv. All the Shemonim, you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, but on Yontif you could. Because you're not afraid to go out, you light it again, because you're allowed to light it on Yontif. Chutz mi Shem and Sreifa, only Shem and Sreifa, what's awesome. Why lefi Shein Sof and Kotchim be Yontif? So Mashma, that's the whole reason why Shem and Sreifa is also, because it's a Gzera, it's a Din, you're not allowed to burn Shem and Sreifa on Yontif. That's the time.